Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahetskabel, Eshtami Tukat Ahamizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airways. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my hoodoo family. God bless you, God keep you, and God shine his face upon you, now and forevermore. Well, here we are. We're starting a new week, and this is Sunday. And so, the thing we have to do today, which we have to do most of the time when we're here, is spirit messages. Spirit messages. But to get a spirit message, you got to call in. And you got to call in to 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now, maybe you don't want to be on air. Maybe you don't want everybody to know your business. Maybe you just don't want to be heard by so many folks. Well, I tell you what you do. Call me. Yeah, I have a number for you. And it's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Now that number again is 1-800-ASK-KEEN. KEEN. Now, of course, you're gonna need something more than that. Yep, you're gonna have to give them an extension that you want. So, you give them 0, 347-4160. Okay, you ready? Extension 037-4160. Now, I'll give that number to you again. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, K-E-E-N. And the extension is 037-4160. Now, that's the number to give me. Now, everybody knows it? Yeah, you know it. And some of you need to call it. You need to call that number when you get a chance. Some of you do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just telling you. I ain't trying to start nothing with it, but I'm just telling you. Okay? All right. Well, how are you? Well, I hope you are okay, because somebody wants to talk to us. Yes, and at 757, this is Papa Say. You can get, go ahead.
Okay. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
I would like a general reading.
You like a general reading? Ooh,
yes.
Your voice sounds so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, a general reading. Okay, the first card is the Ace of Hearts. The second card is the Joker. And the third card is the Ten of Clubs. Now, what do you have with this? Well, the Ace of Hearts is the Fox. It's the Fox. And it means you are smart enough to get whatever you want. You can get it. You are smart enough to find it. Now, the last card, the third card, is the Ten of Clubs, which is the Tower. Now, the Tower, most people think it means something bad. But the Tower is really protection. It's to protect you from anything bad. And who is them? Boy, they're really getting it on. They are really getting it on. No, don't stop them. Don't stop them. Hear them laughing. They are really clowning. You know, but with that, the Tower means that you have protection. You're protected from everything. You're protected from anything wrong. Now, guess what? That middle card is the Joker. And it ain't just any Joker. It is the big Joker. It is the card that is above the deck. So, you will have
mm-hmm.
All the fondness, all the goodness, all the blessing that the world has to give. And you will be, this above all, you will be smart enough to get out of anything. You will not have any trouble that will vanquish you. You will vanquish it.
Okay.
And because, you know what else? Because You are protected. The Lord is protecting you coming and going.
Wow.
There's no way something bad could ever happen to you. All right?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Did I say something wrong?
Now, let me know about them kids. Who is them babies?
This is the one you hear right now is Hayden. That's my youngest son.
Your youngest? How old is he? Four?
No, he's about to be three. And then I have a an 8-year-old daughter, and I have a 10-year-old.
An 8-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh. And that 4-year-old, I bet all the ruckus going, don't it?
The 3-year-old, yes.
Keeps it all?
Yes, he does.
Well, don't worry about it, because he'll be a great person. He'll be a smart person. He's somebody worth a lot of money. He'll be worth a lot of money. Don't worry about it. And the 10-year-old, the 10-year-old will be very smart. The 10-year-old will go to school. Well, she'll come out. She'll go to college and whatnot. But the 10-year-old will be something very smart. Now, the one in the middle
my daughter.
That you have to watch. He's the one you have to watch. You have to watch him. He's not bad. It's not bad. He's good. Mm-hmm. But you have to watch him. He's good.
Okay.
But you keep your hands to yourself. Just keep on keeping on. And you will be blessed. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Oh, sir. Oh, Lord. Now, y'all don't know, but I tell you, them kids is something. They something. Don't ever tie your kids down. Don't ever tie them down. What do I mean? When you're talking to me, let them talk. Let them play. Let them giggle. You know why? Because it's good luck. It is good luck. It is good for you that they keep a little ruckus going on. It's good. It's good for you. Let them holler. Let them go on and do their thing. Let them play if they want to. Because while they play, you have much happening for you. They are really, really, they are playing for, well, I could say, well, for you. They are playing for you. They have a lot of energy, but that energy is stuff that you need. You need that energy. You need that energy. And that energy is what keeps you alive. It keeps you going. It keeps you vibrating. It just makes you a special person. Just makes you special. So when they do that plan, well, help them. Help them. Let them go on. Let them go right ahead on. That's good. It is really good. It is really good. Now, I tell you what. For those of you that's mad at your kids. Yeah, I know. You're mad at your kids. Well, you got to just get over it. Just get over it. I hear somebody else calling. Okay. Erico 301, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi, Papa Say. My name is Police, calling for a general reading.
You call for a general reading? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you asked for it. Okay, you asked for it. The first card is the Queen of Clubs. The second card is the Four of Diamonds. And the third card is the Seven of Spades. Well. Well, the first card, the Queen of Clubs, represents wine. And it's a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. And The third card is the Seven of Spades, which is the clouds. And you have light clouds and you have dark clouds. Now, the dark clouds are pointed towards you. Okay? Now, the third card is the Four of Diamonds, the dog, which is the friend. It's a friend. Now, I'll tell you what this means. You have much to be cheerful about. You have much to be gay about. But there is a dark cloud. There is a dark cloud, and it's kind of shining over you, but you know how to take care of it. You know how to take care of it. Now, I just got to ask you, is this a divorce?
Oh, no.
Or something like
I'm not married.
Huh?
No,
divorce?
No, I'm not married. No.
Well, good. Well, this cloud just means that there is something bad trying to show itself. And it's showing itself how? To a friend. It's showing itself to a friend of yours. Now, this friend is a good friend. This is a friend that you can depend on through thick and thin. Now, watch it. Now, tomorrow, this friend will look kind of funny or act kind of funny, just a little bit, but it is because of this bad happening. It is because of them. Now, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because she will make that dark cloud move. She will make it move. Your cheerfulness and your gaiety will take away any dark cloud. It doesn't matter where it is or who it's from. It will take it away. And all you have to do is just watch it. That's all. Just look at it. Just look at it. And it don't matter where it came from. It don't matter who did it. That dark cloud only means that you have just a little darkness overlooking you. That's all. But nothing really that bad. Okay? God bless you.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Ooh. Ooh, folks. Well, here's another one. Let's see. Area code 903. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. This is Terry calling you from Texas, and I was wondering if I might could get a spirit message, please.
A spirit message? Why, yes. Yes, you can.
<Thank
you. laughs> Oh, boy. The first card is, the Eight of Diamonds. The second card is the Queen of Hearts. I mean, no, the Queen of Spades. And the third card is the Nine of Hearts. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, boy. This is a reading here. This is something. Well, that Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass. It's a mirror that's broken. And it always, you know, it means you're going to have bad luck for a long time and all that. Okay? But it doesn't matter because it'll be for long years. But I tell you, that third card, the Nine of Hearts, is the ship. It's a symbol of wealth and riches. And it's a symbol of, how do you say it, inheritance by trade. And the middle card is the heart. It's the sign of love. So what is this saying? It's saying that any bad luck you have had up to this point is going to disappear. You will have money and you will have love. And I'm going to tell you, wherever you got love, you got money. And where you got money, you got love. And when you got them, it matters not. It don't matter what bad is around. Now, I know you've been looking at some stuff. I know that you've been worried about your house and whatnot. But don't worry about it no more. Don't worry about it no more. Because you will have riches. You will have riches. And you know what? You know what? Maybe you're selling the house too cheap. Maybe you are selling it too cheap. Maybe you need to just raise it and see what happens. Raise the price and see what happens. And see what happens. Because, you know, ain't no sense in you going broke. Ain't no sense in being broke. So just raise the price just a little bit, maybe about 10-20%. And watch it. Watch and see that if that house doesn't go off the market. Watch and see. Watch and see. Because you sold it at a decent price. Don't sell it. Don't sell it. Don't sell it at price. Don't sell it cheaply. Don't sell it. Well, I've been on the market long, and so forget that. Forget that. This is yours. This is yours. Now, with the love that's there, well, you know who that is.
I don't know who that is. What does that person look like, Papa?
Yeah, he's tall. He's,
then I do. That right there tells me who that is.
All right then. All right then. But, you know, with that love, just keep watching. Just keep watching it and longing for it. Just keep watching it. But with that house, sell it. Raise the price and watch what happens. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you, Papa. Say bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, now, you all, I have to tell you something. You know, when you are selling something, don't sell it at the low price. It's better to shoot for the stars. If you shoot for the stars and land on the roof, you're still on high ground. If you shoot for the stars and land on the roof, you're still on high ground. Now, I know, you know, people say, they sit and talk to me, and they say, well, he a Jew, he this, he this. But I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter. Quit playing yourself cheap. You don't need to be out of that house and worrying about how you're going to make your money, how you're going to make this, how you're going to pay that. You need some money. You need some money. And so you better ask for it. You better go on and take it. Now, for this house, I advise you now for the house, there is somebody who's looking at it. But there's somebody who's looking at the price and who's wondering, why is it so cheap? Why is it so cheap? You make them think it's ghost in it. You make them think the house is haunted. Make them think that something's wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with that car you got. That thing is for money. It is for money. And everything you got is for money. Everything. Everything. I'm not kidding. Everything you got is for money. So quit playing yourself cheap. I don't care if it's a house, if it's a car, if it's a dog, if it's a puppy, if it's a, oh boy, if it's a groundhog. Sell it at a premium. Sell it at a premium. There is somebody who will buy it. Amen. There's somebody who will buy it. And, well, you can't say nothing about it. They'll take it anyway. All right? Okay. Area code 973. Yeah, 973. You're on the air. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Yes,
973. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I hear you. How are you?
Oh, hi, I'm fine. How are you? I apologize. I just wanted to, like, ask if any ancestors that you can feel coming from me? You know, any messages?
A message for you. Oh, yeah. A message for you. Well...
Oh, I apologize. My name is Nikia.
Nikia. Well, yes. I see the card in order. You have a jack of spades, which is an ancestor looking for you. He's protecting you. And the park. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, new love. So, and you have in the middle the Jack of Hearts, which is a book, which is the discovery of a mystery affecting you. Now, this is a good mystery. Now, you know, while I'm looking at this card, I realize that last night, someone had this read. Had one just like it. Just like it. And all I can tell you is what I told them. This ancestor is definitely looking out for you. He is definitely watching you and watching every which way you are going now. Is your father in the spirit world?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know him. I know of him, but I don't know.
You will know, and you'll know tonight. But, you know, anyway, you will know tonight. Yes, you will know. But he is definitely leading you. He is leading you along. But... That park, that is a place which is lovely, a place which you are going to, a place which you can, where all your needs are met. But, look, that book means that you are a mystery. It is a great, and what this mystery is, I believe, this mystery is your love. This mystery is your love. This mystery is a man. It is somebody. It is somebody whom you have not paid any attention to, but he has paid attention to you. He has paid attention to you. Now, the ancestor is there looking and watching and making sure you're going the right way. He is making sure, oh girl, I'm telling you, he is really looking out for you. And all you have to do is Jeff.
Is Jeff what?
All you got to do is just be there. Just be around. Just
right,
be
now.
Around. That's all you. That's all that's to it. Now, I tell you now, watch out. This new love is going to be a good guy. Going to be a good guy. He's going to have a lot of money. Going to be taking care of you. He's a good guy. But don't let anyone else get in the way. Don't let no one else bother you. Not one iota about it. Okay?
Yes. I love
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Bless you too, and peace. Thank
peace.
You.
All right. Well. Everybody, they have left us. They have left us for something better, something more, something new. They have left us for another message. Oh, Lord. Did anybody hit on them numbers yesterday? Did anybody hit? Well, did they hit today? Oh, you won't know. You won't know. You got another hour. Yep, got another hour. You got another hour. And just so that you don't have no problem, the number is 3359. 3359. Now, you know what? I ain't supposed to be doing this. But I don't care. 3359. 3359. Or if you're scared of 4-digit numbers, you can make a 3-digit number out of it. And it will be what? 659. 659. Now, I told you before, when you have the inkling to play it, play it. When you have the inkling, the nerve to put a dollar on it, you go play it. You go play it. Not before, but during that, put the dollar on it. Now that 6-6, that 6-5-9. Oh yeah, that 6-5-9 look good. It looks real good. It looks real good, people. And I'm telling you, go ahead and deal with it. Okay? Now, How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? You are. Ooh, there's so many people in here. It's a shame. My God. God. Ooh, God is good. There are so many people in here tonight that it is a shame. It is a shame. And, well, I wonder how the chat room is doing. Oh, the chat room is doing fine. It's doing fine. Well. Now, everybody, listen up. Now, you remember the 7 lights, don't you? You remember? Well, I'm going to show you how to make the 7 lights work for you. I'm going to show you how to make the 7 lights of the menorah work for you. I am going to show you how to make the 7 lights of the menorah work for you. Now, you have 7 lights, correct? All right, you have 7 lights. You have a red, a blue, a yellow, a green, a orange, a purple, and a white. You got them all. You got them all. And each one of those lights vibrate a specific color. The red vibrates red. The blue vibrates blue. The yellow vibrates yellow. The green vibrates green. The orange vibrates orange. The purple vibrates purple. The white vibrates white. Well, you know all that, don't you? You can see that. You can see that. But what you don't know how to do is how to make the color work for you. You don't know how to make that color do what you want it to do. So, if you want, okay, I'll put down wealth. If you want wealth and you're just tired of being broke. You're just tired of not having money. You're just tired of not getting things done. You could just throw it away. You can just, you know, I can put it down and tell you. You need money. You need money. Now, I've told you the four principles of truth, haven't I? Have I? I think I have. I have told you that. Let me see. I've told you the four principles of truth. I've told you that it is a four-way plan. It is a four-way plan. I've told you to remember your FICA. Now, you know that little thing on your check called FICA? Remember? Well, we're going to put that down as being something a little bit different. It is focus, intent, certainty, and action. Focus, intent, certainty, action. Now, focus, it means you have to put your mind on it. Hallelujah. Your mind has to be on it. Your mind has to focus on what? Getting money. Then you must have the intent. Your intent is to get money. Your intent ain't to sit around and pray about it. Your intent ain't around to sit around and think about it. Your intent is to have it. And then comes certainty. Certainty. I didn't say believe. I didn't say faith. I said certainty. Certainty. Certainty is a knowing that this thing is due to come pass. Certainty says, I know that this is mine. I know it. I am certain. I don't believe it. See, because belief can go anyway. It can go forward or it can go back. I don't have that. Faith I don't have. Because faith is the substance. Remember the Bible definition. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Glory, hallelujah. And things not seen. This ain't faith. This is certainty. Why? Because you can see it. You see it. Therefore, you're certain of it. Hallelujah. And then action. you will do the things that make it take place. Now, okay, now then I bought you the second thing. Those are the four things, but I bought you another part to this four-way plan. That is that you will use Psalm 67. You'll use Psalm 67 in the menorah. You will take the seven verses of Psalm 67 and make it an arm of the menorah. But I'll tell you something, just to make sure you can smell right, you will use what? Incense. You'll use incense. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You will use incense. You will use cinnamon. But even better than cinnamon, you will use nutmeg, or you will use cloves. Or if you want to really do it, you'll use cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. You will use Psalm 67. All right. Now, the third point is this. You will recall your sum of money constantly. Did you hear me? I said you will recall it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hold in your mind the sum of money which you can really figure. Now, don't put $1 million or $2 million or $3 million or $4 million or $1 billion in it, because you can't count that far. You don't know what that is. But you do know a couple of hundred. You do know a couple of thousand. You know several thousand. You know, you might even know 100,000. But recall your sum of money constantly. Just keep it going on in your head, just over and over and over and over and over. Just over and over. And now, number four. Say Psalm 150 three times. For what? For luck, for financial success, for prosperity, for money, for getting work, for an increase in future opportunities. It's just for all of your money wishes. You say Psalm 150 three times. Do you hear me? Now, this is old hoodoo. This will work. All the other stuff don't work. All of the lights and candles and all that. Well, you know, I got to say it. I got to go on to say it. Hey, them candles look nice. And that oil smells sweet. It's real good, but it ain't doing that damn bit of good for you. It ain't doing nothing for you. Now, if you say Psalm 150 three times for your financial success, prosperity, money, getting work, I'm telling you, you do all four of them things, I'm telling you, you will have it. You will have it. Now, where does the light of menorah come in? The light of the menorah is this. You get a yellow bulb a yellow bourbon. Don't say they don't make, because they do. They make yellow bourbon. They make yellow Christmas tree lights. They make yellow big lights. You get a yellow bourbon, and you burn it. You turn that light on. You turn it on. This is the light of the menorah. You will have what? You will have what? You will have wealth. You will have wealth. Okay? Now, the thing about it is most people don't believe it. It don't come to them because they don't believe it will be there. They don't believe it is for them. But it is. They don't believe that wealth is something that they can worry, but it is. So instead of thinking about it or just going to them, why don't you just meditate on the light? Why don't you just meditate on the light? On the light. The light will bring the money. It will bring it. And I ain't kidding, it'll bring it. Now, you ask, well, why you got yellow instead of green? Well, why you got green instead of yellow? Green is not the color of money. Green is the color of the ground. It is the color of life. It is what? The color of love. It is. So now you see why you use yellow instead. Now, if you will just try that. I'm telling you, just try it. Just try it. And that's the thing about this. Things become truthful when you try them and it's true. Until then, you don't know if it's true. You don't know. Now, how do I know green is the color of love? Because I tried it. I tried it, and it works. Whenever you want somebody to love you, put something green on. Glory to God. Baruch Hashem. Put something green on to let them know that you are signaling them. You are signaling them. Put that green on. And you will see what will happen. But now, at home, hear me good. At home, you get a green bulb. You get a green bulb, a green Christmas light, or a big green bulb. Yeah, they make green bulbs. You get a green bulb. And I'm telling you, that person will be with you. He will love you. Her heart will be for you. Now, I'll tell you something. You want health? Use red. use a red light. Well, why, Papa, I don't understand why I should use a red light. It seems like I should use an orange or a purple. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. The prostitutes have used red for centuries, and it's worked. Why? Because the red gives him strength and gives him what? Health. Now, that's why a prostitute has return clients. Because she keeps the red light going. Hello. Hello, Baruch Hashem. You know, this will keep you well. You might be sick, but if you turn that red bulb on, glory to God. If you turn that red bulb on, you will be a well person. Now, these seven lights are integral to whatever you want. Whatever you want. Now you got something to go to the sofa, don't you? Yeah, buy you a color bulb. It ain't gonna matter what folks think. No, it don't. No, it don't. Don't matter what they think. Because you know. You know. Now, if you're weak, or you can't make your way out, or somebody keeps overpowering you, get a blue light. Get a blue light. I wonder how many of y'all are listening to me. I wonder at times. You get a blue light. Why? Why do you think the police wear blue? Huh? Why do you think they wear blue? Because it is the color of power. It is the color of strength. It is the color of non-resistance. You can do what you want, but if you see somebody in a blue uniform, you'll stop right then and there. Oh, praise him. Praise him. The seven lights of the menorah. The seven lights can make you rich in money and more. In money and more. Do not. Now, here's this other one. Now, you know, I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you. If you don't have a certain thing, just look at it on the seven lights of menorah and see what it is and what? Draw it out. Figure it out. Work it out. Once it's worked, well, I'm telling you, you will not have any type of problem. You won't have any. That's all you need is the color light. You ain't got to do much. You ain't got to have no burn no candles and whatnot, burn the house down. There ain't no sense in all that. You burn an electric bulb. Burn an electric bulb. And that will stop everything. That will stop everything. Now, oh well. Well, it's time to go. It's time for me to go. Well, it's been good. And it always is good. As long as you are here. Yeah, always. Now look, tomorrow night, I'm looking for all of you to be here. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, be here. Will you? Will you be here? And will you, above all of you, remember this. Remember this. There's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. Till tomorrow night, good night, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the state of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.